JCCI found serious deficiencies in several mental health care categories, and a task force has been working to implement recommendations. Chair of the task force, Pat Hogan, says the news coming out of Tallahassee has been mostly positive.
Some of them were fully realized, some were partially realized, and a few of them we did not have any success.
The legislature approved a pilot program to divert people with mental illness from jail, though the funding for that program was not passed, as well as standardization of mental health courts and an expansion of nurse prescribing power. Advocates were also instrumental in securing some funding for what's called a central receiving system, where patients can be connected with social services. The county still needs to raise $1.5 million for it to open, though. With a tight state budget expected next year and so much left to do, Hogan is worried progress may stall.
All we can do is continue with our advocacy efforts and make sure that we have a loud, vocal, and recurring presence, speak to legislators that that we know we can count on, and hope for the best. But I'm not overly optimistic about this upcoming session.
Hogan says mental health care proponents should focus on the local level to keep changes coming. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.